Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 242. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, the podcast where I share my thoughts, my feelings, my mindsets on a variety of topics with you, all to help you make more power moves in your life. Power moves, that's what I call them. More compassionate, mindful moves in your life. That's what I do. And I really appreciate you listening. And I'll start by, I'll clear up something I said at the beginning of last episode, something that there's apparently a good amount of interest around, given the number of DMs I've received joking about this. I joked in that episode that as an independent podcaster, aka someone who, you know, isn't owned by a media company, I just record this in my living room here in Chicago. And because of that, you know, you never know what I'm up to. You never know what I'm wearing, if I'm wearing pants, no pants, nothing at all. And apparently that's a topic of interest. So just to clear it up, I'd say that most of the time my usual outfit is, I would compare it to Winnie the Pooh, just rocking a crop top, no pants, and usually eating something delicious. In my case, that's Chipotle. So it's the Chipotle, no pants, Winnie the Pooh vibe. There, and just me and the mic. So there you go. In case you're wondering, the details there. And actually, I've given the fact that I've spent an inordinate amount of time at home these past couple of months, I've grown really accustomed to being as comfortable as humanly possible. And I think, that's only exacerbated this like strange irrational fear I have. Not sure if anyone shares this or if I'm completely alone, but I'm just paranoid that one of these days I'm going to put shoes on. I'm going to leave my apartment and to go do something. I'm just going to forget to put pants on. And I'm not kidding when I say that, just to sound funny. I'm dead serious. Like I think this could happen. I could step out the elevator and, look down and, not have pants on. So I think this all the time. In a moment of panic, I'm like, do I have pants on? Oh, thank God. But anyway, I hope that cleared it up for you. And, that's of interest. If not, here we go. I'll talk about what I want to talk about today. And, it's a good app. It's a good app in response to a lot of the questions that I've been getting lately. And these are questions regarding something I think we can certainly all relate to, or at one point we were able to relate to in our dating lives, in our relationship history. It's this question of, how do I know if I'm staying in a relationship that's not right for me? Or, you know, why do I continue to stay in a relationship I know I shouldn't continue to be in? So this is a big question, obviously, and I can think of several occasions in my life where I look back and I'm like, damn, you know, I stayed in that relationship way too long. Why did I do that? Why didn't I make a decision to move on? It would have been the right thing to do for myself and for her. So I've got some thoughts on this to help you, basically, when to stay and when to go. So to the initial question of, you know, why do we stay in relationships for too long? Why do we stay in relationships that aren't going anywhere, that aren't going to grow past what they are or what they were? Why do we stay in relationships that we know we've outgrown? And, you know, I think about that question, and I think there's a lot of different reasons. Certainly, you know, we don't want to be alone. We don't want to start over. That's a big one. We feel pressure to have it all figured out. Maybe we're getting older and, you know, we're scared that, you know, we might not be able to get it right again, even if what we have is only like half right. So those are all possibilities, sure. But in thinking about this, I think a lot of the time, like the big reason we stay in a relationship is because we rationalize in our mind that there's nothing wrong with it, that it's a fine relationship, that it's good, that it's okay that there's nothing wrong with it. That, hey, there's nothing overtly wrong with my relationship. And it's kind of with that thought process then that we beat ourselves up for even considering wanting more. We say, oh, I'm being selfish, or I'm being greedy for wanting more out of a relationship. Feel me? Like, you're in a relationship. You both get along. It's not like you're constantly arguing or fighting. Like, you're mostly on the same page with each other. You're very much attracted to each other. You still laugh and you joke together. There's more good times than there are bad times. So technically, you know, there's nothing wrong with that relationship. And so you're like, man, okay, maybe I'm just being unrealistic to think that this could be better, that it might be more. I'm being selfish. I'm being greedy. You know, I have something good, so I shouldn't let go of it. Shame on me. And then, you know, that thought process leads you just to stick it out, to stay in that relationship, even though deep down you feel this overwhelming emotion that there's something missing. There's something missing that you can't quite put your finger on, but you can feel it, right? Like, you know it's there. You know there's something more you need, and you know it's missing. Well, thinking about this, I think the thing that is missing, even when a relationship is good and fine and okay, is that you're not feeling understood. You're not feeling understood. And I think this is such a big thing and is so, so, so important, because you can be in a relationship. You could be in a good, fine, 2 thumbs up, 5-star review relationship. And you could even say that you love that person. You could even say that they love you, but you might not be understood. And in my experience, that is what I've found is the most important part of a relationship. Are you understood by them? Do you understand them? And so, in regards to this question, why do we stay in the wrong relationship? Well, I think it's because we forget that we need to be understood, and we can't quite figure out what's missing. And so we stay, even with that lingering doubt. But that's what it is. It's the need to be understood. And so I'll explain what I think that means. But the matter of fact is, in a relationship with a great, amazing person, you know, you can love that person. You can be loved by that person, but you might not be understood. You might not understand them. And that's a big problem. And that needs to be addressed to make a relationship truly work. And in my experience, this might be the quote, the thing that's been escaping you in your good, great, fine relationship. So I want to talk about this idea of being understood. What is the difference between loving someone and understanding them? Being loved versus being understood. And I think the need, the big glaring need to be understood in a relationship. So this idea, being loved versus being understood. There's a big difference here, I think. There really is. Like, I've been in a relationship before, one or two for the sake of ambiguity here, where I would definitely say, hey, you know, we loved each other. Yeah, for sure. Like, we did. Like, we supported each other fully. We were there for each other fully. We were compatible, no doubt. Like, we were attracted to each other. Yep. You know, we had similar habits and similar, I don't know, like, views of the world. Like, we made it work. There was no doubt that we cared for each other. But at the end of the day, I know now in retrospect that the reason that relationship didn't work out was because we didn't truly understand each other. We didn't truly know where each other was coming from. And with even more hindsight, we weren't trying. We weren't trying. And I think that relationship had an expiration date as a result. But I stayed past that because I couldn't quite put my finger on what was missing. I knew what something was missing, but I didn't know what. And so now, in my, you know, just infinite 32-year-old dude wisdom, I think I know what it was. I know what it is. It's that we didn't understand each other. So I want to offer my perspective on this because I think it could be helpful to give you something to think about right now, that if you're in a relationship and it's a good relationship, but if you're unsure, if you don't know what to think, if you're struggling to picture a future together, consider this perspective I have here. And it's this idea that you can love someone but not understand them. You can be loved by someone but not understood by them. And in fact, I don't think you need to understand someone necessarily to love them. But that's a problem, because a lasting relationship needs both. It needs the love and it needs understanding. So thinking about this. Like, what does this actually look like? I think it's pretty simple. Understanding someone, it's being able to relate. It's like deep, compassionate empathy. It's knowing why someone does something or why someone is a certain way. It's knowing what's behind the words, what's behind the actions. And this is in like direct contrast to just, you know, powering through someone's quirks or insecurities or someone's habits. So maybe, and think about this, like, let's start with what not understanding someone looks like, what not being understood looks like. And I think we've all been here before. So hopefully this like perks your ears up and you're like, oh, I can relate to this. So you know what it's like to not be understood. It's like when you're upset and your partner just wants to get it over with, like, oh, you'll get over it. Like, you'll be fine tomorrow. Can we just move on, please? Right? Or when your partner never asks you deep questions, is quick to move on from the issues that you voice or the emotions that you voice. It's when your partner, you know, doesn't really try to understand the things that you like, the hobbies you have, the things that interest you. And like, in fact, like, they're bored by it. Like, they're totally disinterested in it. It's like, also like when you start to feel less confident around your partner as a result, like, that's not being understood. And at its core, I think understanding someone else is simply deep empathy. It's being aware. It's being eagerly aware and sensitive to someone and who they are and what they're feeling. That's what it is. It's like, it's not simply taking someone's actions at face value. It's diving into the why. It's being able to see, it's being able to have an eagerness to know where someone is coming from. And I know, even as I'm saying it, that sounds kind of vague, right? Maybe I'm having a tough time describing it, but you know when someone is not eager, you know when someone is unable to understand you, right? It's when you feel that your emotions, your passions, your outlook isn't seen as valid, that they're seen as something that's something that just needs to be powered through, that is something they're going to work around, something that you don't acknowledge or mention. It's when you feel that you're just surface level with someone else, that there's no eagerness to go deeper. You know, it's when observations are never about, you know, you and who you are and why you are the way you are. It's just focused on the outward world and what's happening, matter of fact, day by day. You know, it's when the conversation is never about why. I think that is what it means to not be understood. I don't know if you know, feel what I'm talking about here. It's like knowing someone, but not really knowing them. And I think it's a tricky thing because, to my point, I think you can be loved but not understood. I think you can love but not understand someone as well. Like, I really do. But I think to be in love with someone, you have to understand them. And maybe this is just like the nuance of the English language, but I think to love someone is to be really, really, really fond of them. It's like to support them. It's to be committed to them. It's to know them, certainly. It's to be excited to be with them and around them. But contrast that with being in love with someone. Being in love with someone is all those things, plus you truly understand them. You have spent the time to know them on the deepest level possible. It's when, you know, you don't assume anything, you don't overlook anything, you don't like fill in the gaps in your head about them, about their past, about their insecurities, about who they really are. You don't assume they're a certain way or their outlook or anything. It's true understanding is building a relationship with everything about that person and who they are and why they are the way they are, and diving into it and not accepting, you know, no question, not accepting no answer about it. But I think a lot of time we end up in relationships where this simply doesn't happen. There either isn't an eagerness to do it, right? We've all been there. Or you both simply can't arrive at mutual understanding of each other. You know, you refuse to understand and you'd rather, you know, react to or focus on like easier subjects. And when that happens, that's not a terrible thing. It doesn't make anyone the villain in that story. But it's pretty telling about the relationship. It's a telling difference between loving someone and understanding them. And I really do think you need both to make a long-lasting relationship work. You need that love. Yes, absolutely. You know, love is, I guess it's so funny to me that I'm on this podcast right now talking, what is love? But love is like, is lust with connection, compassionate lust and commitment. But I think a lasting, mutually compassionate and energized relationship needs that love, but it also needs understanding. I don't think you can just rely on love. You need understanding, because understanding, to my point here, is empathy. And empathy, in my mind, is like, it's the silver bullet for any issue in life, even more so in relationships. When you can put yourself in someone else's shoes because you've spent the time to understand what they're like and their why, then you can move forward and you can literally overcome any issue with empathy. I really believe that. And so I say that regarding this question of why do we stay in relationships for too long, even when we know something is missing, well, I think it's because we can't put our finger on it, on what that thing is that's missing. And so we don't do anything, right? And it might be something else, sure. But I think not being understood is a big missing item in a lot of relationships. So consider that in your current relationship, in your next relationship, whatever it may be. Are you understood? Are they working to understand you? No? Well, okay, we could deal with it. But you know, don't conclude that it's because your partner is a no good person. It might just mean that relationship isn't going to move to the next level, because mutual understanding is that next level, and it's that important. It is. And I don't think acting on that realization makes you greedy. I don't think it makes you selfish. I don't think walking away from a fine, good, okay relationship makes you selfish. I don't think having an honest conversation with your partner about understanding each other makes you selfish. I don't think wanting this, wanting more, wanting to be understood, I don't think it makes you selfish. I don't think you're asking for too much, because you really do need to be understood. Because when you're understood and when you understand your partner, when you're both working towards doing that for each other, because let's also be real here, this doesn't happen overnight. When you both are working towards that mutual understanding, that's how you become two people exerting equal effort, equal energy in a relationship. And that is essential. We've been talking a lot about this lately, chasing versus attracting. You're going to end up chasing if both of you aren't willing and eager to understand each other. So I say here, ask yourself, if you're in a relationship, do I feel understood? Does he or does she want to understand me? Are they working to understand me? And ask yourself this as well, right? This is a most definite, it's not a one-way street. Maybe it's on you. Turn inward. Maybe it's on you. Maybe there's something holding you back from understanding them. Maybe you just can't do it. Maybe you're not ready to do it. Maybe you've been trying and you just can't seem to understand them. Or maybe you just don't want to. It's okay either way. But either way, ask yourself this question. And I think it will provide you with clarity in your relationship. Am I understood? Do I understand him? Do I understand her? I really don't think you're selfish for wanting this, even demanding it, because you need it. You really, really do need it. It's love plus understanding that makes a relationship work. It's like a formula. And to my point that I keep saying here, you can love someone, and I'm so glad you're able to say that. I'm so glad you're able to say that someone loves you as well. But do you both understand each other? Are you both putting in the work to understand each other? Without that enthusiasm, what you have is a good relationship. But the question is that good enough for you? Is that good enough to last? Is that good enough to weather the inevitable ups and downs you're going to face? I don't know. I'm just a guy. And I honestly, I really hope this doesn't come off as negative. I think this is a very, very positive mindset I have here. And I'm all in for you, my friend. I'm all in on team you. I'm your number one fan on what you deserve in your life. And I think we all deserve someone who we love and who we understand. And we deserve someone who loves us and who understands us, or who is working towards that. Not just someone who supports us and is attracted to us and who we like hanging out with. We need more. We need that deep empathy, that deep understanding. And I don't think you're ever selfish for wanting that. I don't think you're ever greedy for feeling something is missing when you're not feeling understood. So that's it. I'll leave it right there. I hope that gave you something to think about. If it did, if it was helpful perspective for you, I'd love if you would share this podcast with a friend, share this episode with a friend, tell them to subscribe, tell them new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. And so that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.